It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Hey, welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, back in the studio. Last Friday, I was going to have a cardiac catheterization at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, but I had to go in Thursday for a COVID test. Well, I felt really good, but when I got there Friday, I was told I'm positive. So they couldn't do the procedure. They sent me home, and I was locked down until today. I'm going to get a test here in about an hour when I get off the air to make sure I'm negative. I feel like I am, and I'm wearing a mask everywhere I go, and my guest is going to be on the phone today just to make sure that, you know, a little extra precaution. It is a wonderful Wednesday. It's a winning Wednesday where you get to win two. We're going to give away two gift certificates, gift cards for Perkins today. The first commercial break and the last commercial break. So be ready to call in and win, 702-298-1063. And a little bit of sports action for you. Let's see, tonight we have the Diamondbacks taking on the San Francisco Giants. Well, it's actually this afternoon at 2:45. Tomorrow there's no games, and then the Diamondbacks are back with a three-game series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday is 6:40, Saturday is 5:40, and Sunday is 1:10. Why do they change all their times around like that? I don't know. I'm just glad the news is on every night at 5:30. So, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Their service area is growing. Yes, I got it at my house a couple months ago. Yeah. Oh, you can get it too. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. And they'll keep you up to date when it's coming to your area. They'll let you know. So it is a five-year process to do all of their district. So it's going to take a while. Or you can call 888-227-2095. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping downstairs. Oh, yeah, we got restaurants. We got island-style kitchen, unique eatery, and Daniels. And then upstairs, well, everything from clothing to boots to chocolate to movies and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the building, there's a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Check us out at the Laughlin Mall. Southwest Financial Center. Hey, do you have an expensive plan G or F? Well, now you might have, if you've been thinking about a change, now's a good time to change. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed their underwriting rules for a short time. This could possibly save you $100 a month, $1,200 a year. So, here's how you qualify, or how to find out if you do qualify. Pick up the phone and call the Southwest Financial Center, 763-4360-928, 763-4360, but only call if you want to save $100 a month. ProFit Kitchen, yeah, they're rolling into their second year, and they're rocking and rolling. And great meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you can see their entire menu, and you can order off the menu if you want on ProFitKitchen.com. Go to ProFitKitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. You have to spell it right. You've been spelling it wrong all these years. All right, on the phone. From social distancing from downtown Kingman as Kristen Ott. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you doing this morning? I'm glad to hear you're feeling a little bit better and on the tail end of this COVID.
Oh, me too. Let me tell you. I mean, it never really got to me hard. It's always felt like a mild common cold. One day I did have a pretty good headache, but I took something and it went away. And so I'm hearing that's pretty common against with people, but I think that's also because I'm twice vaccinated and twice boosted. So it's pretty mild for me. Somebody that's not, I don't know how it's going to take it for them, you know.
Yeah. I'm just grateful to hear that your symptoms were mild. We are hearing those same symptoms quite often right now.
Yeah.
So just very grateful to hear that yours were mild symptoms.
Yeah. How is it affecting your healthcare facilities? I mean, you operate three senior homes. How is it affecting you? I mean, I know you're still probably testing by the state rules, but are you seeing more employees or patients having it?
Well, currently Mojave County, we track and trend the COVID transmission level for our county every single week. And currently we're still in high transmission. So when we are in high, we are doing twice a week testing, even for our staff that have been fully vaccinated and are up to date on their booster, which is a regulation of ours. So we're doing continue to do a lot of COVID swabbing. Continue to be surprised on because we're doing this much swabbing, we catch individuals who have zero symptoms. They have no symptoms, and we'll catch them, get them out of the facility as soon as possible, disinfect.
Yeah.
So we're able to catch it very quickly to try to limit any spread. And I can't even tell you the number of employees we have caught that say, I feel fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe the next day they're at home and they're starting to get the runny nose or the slight headache, a little bit of fatigue, some of those similar symptoms that you're talking
about. Right, yeah.
Yeah, so we're still continuing the twice-a-week swabbing on all of our staff, so we're really proactive in trying to catch any COVID prior to them, you know, walking around the building. Even though we have masks on and eyewear on and everything on, we really are trying to get it out of the building as quickly as possible to protect other staff and our residents.
Sure. And I tell you, I had no symptoms for a couple days. And you're actually providing a real service to your employees by telling them before they feel it, because now they can start, you know, Robitussin or DayQuil or something, NyQuil, and that helps also. And so the whole process speeds up with your testing.
It does. And honestly, when they leave our facility, not only are we protecting, better protecting our staff and our residents, but when they go home, if they're asymptomatic and have no clue that they would have had no clue they were positive, we're really helping them at home and out in the community to try to get them to quarantine and continue not to spread it even outside the facility.
Right. And that's a challenge, let me tell you.
Yes.
Staying home for 5 days, it was tough. And every time I left the house, I had to wear a mask. But I wasn't out long, and I made sure, you know, like I had a guy come over and look at my air conditioner, and I tried to stay 6 and 7 feet away from him. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a challenge, especially when you're busy like you and you're used to being out and about.
So let's talk about, you have three facilities that you manage, and let's talk about the first one, which I believe was the Lingenfelter Center first.
Yeah, we can. Well, actually, our very first facility was the Gardens Rehab
the Gardens.
Center in Kingman.
So what year did your grandfather decide that he wanted to get into residential facilities for seniors? And what year did the Gardens open? Do you remember?
Yeah, we opened that facility in 1998, and he truly just had a passion to want to provide a great service. You know, just really making sure all the different parts of the facility, the services that we provide, there's so many different services that we provide, that we're really doing the very best we can. And, you know, and there's a lot of services being provided. You know, I think a lot of times individuals think of primarily nursing and primarily maybe physical occupation or speech therapy services, but there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes when someone's living in a facility.
Yeah, like, you know, you have barbers and beauticians.
Yes, we have, you know, a robust activities program. You know, they're not there just for therapy. We want to make sure that they're active, their brain is active, so there's a lot of activity, there's quality of life. So there's a lot that goes on just with that program. We have a great dietary program where we have to have a registered dietitian, and we have so many different diets, and just really wanting to make sure we provide quality food, not just a meal. Like, we really do want it to be quality across the board. You know, our maintenance department, making sure we're constantly maintaining the facility so it's a safe environment. There's just so many things that go on behind the scenes outside of what primarily is thought with just rehab and nursing.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I think the average person has experienced is they've walked into these type of facilities and there's an odor. And I got to tell you, I've been in two of your three facilities and there's no odor, which tells me right away that the cleanliness is of high priority in your buildings.
Mm-hmm. I would 100% agree with you. If there is a smell, there's something not right. And it starts with care and making sure the care is being provided. Laundry is taken out appropriately, trash is being taken out appropriately, the facility is being disinfected appropriately. It's all of those. I always tell my staff I really don't care to have air fresheners in the facility because we shouldn't need one.
Wow, that's a different concept. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I don't really care for them. We should be ensuring we're doing a good job, and that smell should not be there. So I'm happy to hear that you've experienced that in our facilities.
Yeah, because like I said, in other facilities, in other states, I haven't been in any, you know, locally other than yours, but when, growing up and you would go see somebody that was in a facility, you'd walk in and there was an odor, and you just kind of went, wow. But
yeah.
It's nice that your facilities don't have that. That just tells me that it's clean, you know, and healthy. So the gardens, how many beds do we have at the gardens?
So we're licensed for 120. So we can serve 120 individuals at the garden.
Wow. So and everyone has their own room?
So individuals have the option to have a private room. It's a little more expensive to have a private room, but it is an option for those who are interested in a private room. Each room has their own shower and their own bathroom, so it can really be a very private setting. But most individuals, most rooms are set up to have dual occupancy. So most rooms have, you know, another patient on the other side. But there is the option to have private rooms if someone is truly interested in having that.
Okay. And do you provide rehab there at this facility, like post-acute, you know, rehabilitation, or just strictly a home?
So we have a long-term care. So with those residents, we can still provide them therapy. We want to make sure that they're not declining in our setting. So we do offer services if we feel like maybe they're losing a little bit of strength, and we want to make sure we keep them as high functioning for as long as possible. So we can provide therapy to our long-term care patients who actually stay and live in our facility, and we provide therapy for our subacute patients who are there just for a short while to get strong again, to either go back home, back to an assisted living, wherever they were prior to coming to us for therapy services. We work with them quite a bit more just to get them back to their prior level of function so we can get them home.
So you do have short time rehabilitation for people who had a stroke or had a car crash or something and need to get strong again.
Yes, and right now we really do have a great therapy team. They're just very, very good. I'm really happy with our therapy services at this time and the quality that they're providing to our patients. Again, we're constantly looking at the quality of all of our departments, and I'm just really happy with the quality they're giving right at this time.
Fantastic. All right, let's take our first break, and we're going to come back and chat some more after this. Want to remind you listeners that there is a blood drive in Laughlin today from 9 to 2 at the Tropicana. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? If you are an MEC customer, you can get that co-op connection card for free. You can save money at, you know, Laughlin River Tours, T-Mobile in Kingman, Culligan Water, Dandy's Donuts. Just some of the places you can flash that card and save 5%, 10%, 20%. And right now, with inflation, you can save every dime you can. So stop by the MEC offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. Or call 763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Yes, Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. East West Financial Services, if you're retired and you don't think you got enough money coming in, you need to sit down and talk with Jack. Or if you're preparing to retire and you think, well, I would like this much money, but I don't think it's going to pencil out. Well, go pencil it out with Jack. Sit down with him in his office in Bullhead or Kingman, and it's free. Just call him up, make an appointment, and say, you know, what can we do here to increase my value? And by the way, your asset that you originally start with is guaranteed. You never lose that. And then there's ways that you can boost it. So talk to Jack. Call 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are here in Mojave County every single morning, waking up in Bullhead, Kingman, and Havasu, going to work in residences and in businesses. They do it all. You heard Scott Neal from the Bullhead City Fire Department talk a couple weeks ago that they're the electrical contractor for the remodel of Fire Station 2. So they know what they're doing. If you need an electrician at your home or your business, call Walker at 928-718-9444. And remember, they're available 24/7. All right, back in the studio and back on the phone, we have Chris Anott, and we were talking about the gardens, which started in 1998. And now, how long have you been in charge?
I've been in charge for about 4 years now, as far as in the position that I'm currently in with our facilities. But I've been here for about 16 years now.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah, this has been kind of my passion and just just really wanting to take care of people and make a positive impact in our community in the healthcare field.
When you were there, was your grandfather still alive to see his granddaughter take over?
He was still alive. He's the one that originally had asked me to come work here and join him. And we were just very, very close.
Yeah.
Very close. And so to be honest, part of the pull for me to come back and work for him was just really to be around him. That was my initial pull.
Oh, that's good.
'Cause we just really enjoyed each other, and I had so much respect for him. And it grew from there. I think he saw it growing, and just over time, obviously, you get more involved. And my college degree kind of matched what went towards what I do. And so just over time, it morphed. But, yeah, he was ready for me to be here. And to be honest, I truly do care about people. And, I cared about my grandfather. Wanted to do a great job. I care about the staff here. We have a lot of longevity in some of our core positions. We have a really young team, honestly, in our corporate team, but just very hard workers, a great culture. And so just try to reciprocate that with our staff and how we treat our staff and our residents. You know, it all just trickles down. Happy staff, the residents feel that.
Right.
So we really try to promote our culture, and, yeah, I just care deeply about all of them.
So, you know, your grandfather was of the Dr. Air that they really took care of their patients. They spent time with them. Today, I think a lot of doctors are running, you know, in and out as quickly as they can because they got so many patients because we got such a lack of general practitioners.
Yes.
But so your grandfather was around and instilled in you, it sounds like, customer service and taking care of their needs and not being in a hurry, not, you know, listening to them and providing them what they want.
Yeah, you know, I always say we're not perfect. Nobody is, but we strive to do the best we can. And we are. We're here. It is customer service. We are trying to do our best with what we have. And that is important to us. It is. I want people to walk away feeling that they had a great service and that they would want to come back. And that's important to us. And that is why he started this, is because he cared about people. He worked for Kingman Regional at the time. He was one of the first four physicians in Kingman back in 1960. Had his own private practice, and he just really had a passion for the elderly population, and it kind of morphed into that, and then grew. So he just really wanted. I think he saw so many in his office, and just saw where they're needing that next level of care, and saw the need in the community, and it went from there.
Wow. Now, next door to the gardens is the Lingenfelter Center. And what year did that open?
That opened about 2004.
Okay. All right. So, and your grandfather opened that?
Yes, he opened that one, and that facility is 88 beds, and it is a niche facility. It's really a blessing to have in Mojave County. It's the only skilled nursing facility like this in our whole county, as we specifically cater to residents that have Alzheimer's, dementia, or neurocognitive disorders.
So you're the only one that does that exclusively in that building?
Yeah, sometimes skilled nursing facilities will have a separate hall that they, you know, that they'll have, that just that one hall will have Alzheimer's care and those sorts of things. But our facility, that's 100% what we do. So the staff in that facility are just really well-versed in dealing with those types of behaviors. It's normal for them. It might not be normal for everyone out in the community, but for the staff that work with individuals or patients with that diagnosis, it becomes normal for them. And they're very skilled in being able to redirect, calm them down. We live in their world, and, you know, wherever they're at, we meet them there, and we just really try to give them quality life, even though they're in a point of their life where there's a lot of confusion, their memory maybe not be there, you know, those struggles. And we're very familiar when families come in, just the struggles that they go through. It's hard when your loved one doesn't remember who you are.
Right.
You know? Now, we have wives being admitted or husbands being admitted, and their spouse comes to visit them, and they don't remember who they are. And There's just a lot of emotion that goes behind that and hurt. So we can understand them. We can understand their struggles, as that is solely what we do at that facility.
In the COVID age, we have seen so much information change and evolve because they've learned so much more. Are you finding with Alzheimer's and dementia patients that the medical community is learning more, therefore your employees are maybe taking classes online to keep up to date with what's the latest out there?
Well, the skilled nursing facilities are very highly regulated. I actually get the question a lot since this COVID pandemic. We continue to have really strict regulations that is coming down from the state and the federal government for nursing homes. So I get questions a lot as far as why is the nursing home still requiring masks, you know, for visitors? Why are they still requiring eyewear? Maybe they didn't have to wear it at a certain doctor's office, or maybe they weren't required to wear it at the hospital, or whatever the situation is. However, in the skilled nursing facilities, it's still a mandated requirement, a regulation that we do that. So there's a lot of questions that we get on why are you still requiring this, and it's because we're required to. And we strictly follow our regulations, but we are constantly providing continuous education to our staff. You know, constant re-education on hand washing, constant education on proper wearing of personal protective equipment, N95 fit tests to make sure they're wearing the one that properly fits them, a proper disinfection procedure. So there's just ongoing education throughout this pandemic that they're very well versed on what the current requirements are.
But as far as Alzheimer's and dementia, is there new information that's coming on a regular basis about care? And so your people change from time to time what they've learned or add something to it?
We are required in this facility. We actually provide, when they onboard with us, dementia training as part of that onboarding. So they get a lot of that upon hire. We re-educate on that specifically. It's a full day class on just dementia, how you approach individuals with dementia. We do that again annually. And then with our nursing and CNA department, they actually have mandatory monthly meetings where we hit on specific topics. So we're always talking about different aspects of it and constantly re-educating on these sorts of topics with them.
All right. Let's take another break, and we're going to come back and chat some more and talk about Legacy Rehab in Bullhead City. All right, if you have questions, you can call in 702-298-1063. A couple more things to remind you about. There's a swim movie Friday night in Bullhead City at the pool, and it's free. I don't know the movie, but it starts at 7 o'clock. Questions, call the Parks Department at 928-758-0158. And then there's still tickets available for Friday night for the Boys and Girls Club, Bid for Kids, and their auction. The Bid for Kids and Margarita Festival at the E-Center at the Edgewater. 5 o'clock it starts. Call the Boys and Girls Club for tickets, 928-763-1411. Stick around. We're going to come right back, and we're going to chat some more with Kristen Ott.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Such a slow song. Do I have to talk slower? I can't do that. I'm not wired that way. This Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm system, home or commercial. So if you need an alarm system, call Barron's. Installation, repairs, and replacements and monitoring are available. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job every single day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. So if you have bugs at your home or your office, call Barron's. And remember, they use products that are safe for your children and your pets. 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Well, guess what? He's the founder and the CEO, Chad Hansen, has lots of money for you. He's got a vault underneath his desk the size of the Pentagon. Shelves and shelves and shelves of money. So if you need a loan, you need $300,000 for a house. You go in, you sit down at his desk, and you're filling out the paperwork, and you look up, he's gone. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. He goes down into the vault, gets your $300,000, puts it on a silver platter, brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up and get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Pet 5150. I watch their videos every day. They put them up. They start off with live videos. And it's like when the dogs arrived, it's like, you know, four or five kids walking into Disneyland. They're like going, wow, what are we going to do? Who are we going to play with? That's the way it is at Pet 5150. Sign up on Facebook and get their Facebook, you know, videos, and you'll see for yourself. They're crazy about pets at Pet 5150. So take your dog there. Drop them off for the day. Let them play with the other dogs. Call Liz at 928-577-7390, and, you know, she'll take good care of you. Sign right up. You can bring Fido right in, and he'll fit right in. I guarantee it. All right, back in the studio, we have Kristen Ott, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. That's yours, too.
Yes, that is ours. Love that facility also.
Now that's kind of the Lingenfelter Center and the gardens put into one because you have everything there.
Yeah, we have everything there. We do provide dementia services to those with dementia as long as they're not a wandering risk. If they're a big wander risk, we usually work closely with the Lingenfelter Center as they have more of a secured setting. But
okay.
We do offer services to those with dementia if there is not a wander risk when we get their referral.
Okay, and then you have long-term living or long-term care, but then you also have post-acute rehabilitation.
We do. We have long-term care and a lot of residents who have been with us. We've had some with us for 10 years plus. You know, we just really get to know them, and they almost become like our grandma and grandpas, you know, in there that we get to know them so well and take care of them. And then we have our short-term subacute hall, again, with residents that come in for our therapy services. And Right now in that facility, that's our oldest facility as far as age. So we recently remodeled our hall for our short-term patients. And so when they admit and come to us for our therapy services right now, that hall is completely remodeled, painted, floors buffed out, new baseboards, some new beds, furniture. So it's just nice and really clean down there right now, and we're excited about that. The staff are excited. The
Fantastic.
Residents were super excited when we moved them over there and got them all situated. So, yeah, we're continuing to kind of work on that facility, and just, it's just time that we do a little bit more with some painting and some touch-ups, and it's just a little bit older than the other two.
Wow, okay. And you guys acquired that. You didn't build it, right?
Yeah, we acquired that from the hospital, I believe around 2005, around that time frame. They had reached out to us to see if we'd be interested in taking it and providing skilled nursing facility services, since that's what we focused on in Kingman. So they approached us and asked us, and that's what we do. So we said, we'll just move on over to Bullhead, too.
You'll fit right in. Look at that.
Yeah.
And it's 90 beds?
That one is 120 beds.
Oh, 120. Okay. All right. 120. So, and you're full most of the time?
Right now, since the COVID pandemic, our census has been a little bit lower. You know, I think there's a lot of perceptions about skilled nursing facilities and group settings.
Right.
And, you know, but again, I'd like to just reiterate, we have probably the most restrictive environment when it comes to the staff required COVID swabbing. We're monitoring and have to report to CMS as far as our staff and who's been vaccinated, if they're up to date. There's requirements, and we report all of this weekly. There's just a lot behind the scenes that we're doing and are required to do to ensure we're providing the safest setting as possible.
Right. You know, you mentioned a minute ago that you have some residents that have been there 10 years, and I don't feel I'm talking out of turn. Eric Fox, who owns ProFit Kitchen, and he's told you himself, his dad lives there, and his dad loves it. And when he goes and sees his dad, he loves it. And there's no complaints there whatsoever. And his dad's been there for several years, which is a double leg amputee, and needs help and needs service, and loves it there.
Yes. Yeah, we're so grateful for his kind words, and we just truly... We're grateful that he trusts us to take care of his dad, and that his dad's happy and he's happy. That's really our goal at the end of the day. You
right.
know, like I said, we're not perfect, but we try to be.
Yeah.
Every day we strive to be. And, he's been with us for a really long time. We thoroughly enjoy taking care of him. And, you know, he's a funny guy. We have a good time with him.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because if you have your own room, it's kind of like your bedroom, your house, and it's all set up the way you want it, and probably bring in a nightstand and a chair or something and TV or what?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you walk on our long-term, we have two long-term care halls. So these, again, are the individuals that are unable to go to a different lower level of care, and they really need the care that we're providing. And, you know, they make their room their own. It is their room, just like you would have at your home. Their pictures, their chair, it's their stuff. And so you really get a picture of what is parts, you know, we see their family's picture in their room, their children, their wife, their husband, grandkids. So it really is special to walk over there and see, you know, get to know them in that part
right.
of their life. And when you go to our short-term hall, those that are there just for therapy and to go home, you know, they really don't bring those items in. They're there
right.
for short-term, and they're ready. They know they're going home, and they want to go home.
Right.
And so their rooms aren't as decorated because they're there for a short time and have that motivation to get back to where they came from.
Have you ever sat there and seen, you know, a family walk in with ladders and paint, and you say to them, what are you doing? Oh, Uncle Fred wants his room painted, so he wants this special color. And you know.
Well, we've seen a lot of things. I haven't seen them come in with paint.
Well,
they have
good.
Requested, like, wood maintenance. Could we maintenance paint a certain color in there?
Okay.
We've had that in the past where maybe we had a resident who really loved purple, a light, you know, lavender.
Ah.
And so... we've done a few things like that in the past. We're We really try to stay away from the paint.
Yeah.
But we do really assist with shelving and just making sure whatever is theirs, we want them to feel comfortable and at home.
So we try to
be as accommodating as possible.
All right. I like it. I like it. And Legacy is located on Silver Creek Road.
Yes,
in Bullhead City. And the phone number there?
928-763-1404.
Okay, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Kristen Ott. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. If you want to win, right now is the time to call. And you can go to Perkins with a $25 gift card, 702-298-1063. Give us a call.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Meet me at a Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Hey, I was talking about the movie Friday night at the Bullhead City Pool. Well, you can also swim for free on Friday from noon to 5. How cool is that? So you know where the pool's at on Train Road, Ken Fovard Park. So check that out and enjoy that. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? It's almost lunchtime. Yeah. Well, you can head up there and look over the greens and, you know, have steaks or pastas or burgers or sandwiches or salads. It's really nice up there, so check that out. And nightly specials. And tomorrow night they have barbecue. Right. So you get barbecue ribs, barbecue burgers. You know, nice place, I got to tell you. Dine in or take it home with you. Public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. See the entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Hey, how's the comfort tools in your home or your business? Are they going to keep you nice and cool all summer? We're like 114, 116 right now in Bullhead City. And that's going to last for a while. This is not just a little hot streak. So you need to make sure your cooling equipment is going to last. Call 928-758-2400. People in California and Arizona, that's who they call, Arizona Comfort Solutions. 928-758-2400. Take care of your thermostat, your AC, and your swamper. Get it all working for you for the whole summer. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for our tri-state residents and visitors. And they do COVID testing, because I found that out. A 24-hour emergency room, if you need that, chest pain center, and they perform cardiac catheterization 24/7 and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, 928-763-2273. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Strawberries everywhere. They got fresh strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon, or fresh strawberry crepes. It's a platter with eggs and bacon. Then, you know, when you leave, you got fresh cookies, muffins, a slice of pie. Take a whole strawberry pie home if you want at Perkins in Bullhead City. Don't forget, Friday is Fish Friday. All you can eat at Perkins. All right, back on this phone here, we have Kristen Ott from let's see, the Gardens, the Lingen Filter Center, and Legacy Rehab. But one of the things that you've started in your facilities is a CNA class where your employees that maybe are not CNA certified can become certified in your facility.
Yeah, that's correct. We've provided a CNA class that is open to the community. We've been offering this for years, and it's an accelerated nursing assistant class. It's approximately anywhere between 7 and 9 weeks, depending on how we structure and make the schedule ourselves here internally. But it's a really good opportunity to get your foot in the door with healthcare. We hire individuals on in kind of entry-level positions. We have helping hands on the floor, helping nursing and CNAs. We have environmental, dietary, reception. Those are all entry-level positions. And we'll hire them. Sometimes they need to work while they're still in class, and so they can hold certain positions while they apply for our CNA class. And if they're accepted, we have our own RN instructor on site, and she's been with us for several years. She does a really good job. So after they go through the CNA class, and they can be hired on in our facility as a certified nursing assistant. The other thing that we offer after they become a certified nursing assistant, if they're showing all the qualities we're looking for to grow that employee, you know, the culture, the professionalism, the attendance, the quality of care, all the things we look for, we offer internal scholarships if they're interested in becoming a nurse. So we work directly with Mojave Community College in their nursing program, and we have several nurses that work with us that have gone through our internal scholarship program. They didn't pay for their CNA class. They didn't even pay to become a nurse. We've got them through that whole thing debt-free, and then they, in return, they just have to work for us full-time for a certain number of years, and a lot of them just decide to stay after that. You know, they become, again, part of our family, part of our culture, and it's just a really good career pathway into nursing.
Fantastic. At each one of your facilities, you probably have extra services that the public's not aware of. What would some of those be?
Some of those, you know, I think we offer beautician services within our facilities, so we are currently actually in the middle of hiring a new beautician in our facilities. We just recently remodeled the beauty salon there at the Legacy, so we have a beautician come on site, which is just really nice for our residents. It's, you know, they don't have to get into the van. They don't have to drive someone somewhere and wait. They can go right when it's their turn. They go right into the beauty salon and get those services done. So we offer that. A lot of doctors for certain services come on site. We have a podiatrist that comes on site and provides all those services in-house. We work with a company that has audiology services, vision services, dental services. They come in and can provide services on site. So for some of our residents, it's a little bit harder for them to get up, or, you know, it's just easier for them to stay in the facility. It's just really nice that we can offer these things right on site. And I guess one of the other big things is a lot of additional activities. We have therapy dogs come on site. We have a really great group that brings in their golden retrievers. They have a little puppy they're bringing in right now. So even on the activity side, we have a lot of groups that come in and that we coordinate with.
And visiting, I mean, people can still come and visit. Do they have to take a test before they can come in the building?
So for visitation, visitation is open. For a long time it wasn't. They do not, not required to have a COVID swab. That's not within our regulation to require a visitor to have a COVID swab. However, we have to do a COVID screen, so we have to ask specific questions. They have to wash their hands.
Take their temp.
We have some paperwork, and then they have to wear the appropriate mask and eyewear around the residence.
Right, PPE. All right. So let's start with the Lingenfelter Center, let's start with the gardens. Give us the location and the phone number for the gardens.
So the Gardens Rehab and Care Center is located at 3131 Western Avenue here in Kingman, Arizona, and the phone number is 928-718-0718.
And then right next door is the Lingenfelter Center, right?
Yes, right across the street is the Lingenfelter Center for Alzheimer's Care, and the address for that facility is 1099 Sunrise Avenue in Kingman, and the phone number there is 928-718-4852.
And then finally, in Bullhead City, Legacy Rehab.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is located right directly diagonally across the street from Western Regional Medical Center, and their address is 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, and their phone number is 928-763-1404.
Fantastic. Great information. If anyone out there needs to, take care of their senior, they need to call you and do that. Is there a direct line where they can get in touch with you?
I'm all over. So the best way to reach me normally is in our corporate facility, which is 928-718-4852.
All right. There you go. Give Kristen Ott a call, and she can tell you which facility is perfect for your family member. All right, Kristen, great information. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too, Larry. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, a couple more things coming up. Don't forget, this Saturday is the 78th annual Republican Picnic in the Wallapies. Yeah, what a great time to go to the Wallapies. It's in Park Number 1, and it's 10 o'clock until 3. And the local office in Bullhead City for tickets is 928-758-4467. And if you want the number for the other two offices in Kingman and Havasu, call that one and they'll give you the number. I don't have them. Want to mention that Paul Lavoie's coming up next. Oh, and thanks for Paul for filling in Monday. He had Dr. Michael on and Jackie from the chamber and talking about the air show, and Michael talking about gnats and everything else and caddis flies and everything else that he works with. So thanks, Paul, for filling in on Monday. Today he's got Nick Nicolai in the building with him, and possibly Matt Salmon on the phone. So, we'll see. All right. Hey, it's been fun being back. Finally. Yeah, I know. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow on the program here, we have Rodney Glassman, who is running for Attorney General for the state of Arizona. And he's going to be here the whole hour. I do want to mention next week, and tell your friends and family that live locally in Bullhead City, next week, Monday through Friday, each half hour, is dedicated to a candidate running for Bullhead City Council. There's three different seats that are open. There's two-year seats, four-year seats, and a mayor seat. And they're open. There's a total of 10 candidates running for them, and we're going to have all 10 in here next week. Dr. Ziri, Juan, Grace, Tammy Ring, Rodney Head, Steve D'Amico, Dan Alfonso, Annette Wegman, Ashley Gehrig, and Linda Solana. They're all going to be in here next week. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.